Sai Baba Center in Reno, May 8, 2016, Mother's Day. Satyam invites Baba to begin celebrations.
The way you loved your children around you and your devotees, and you gave to them without asking for any favor. My gratitude goes to you. I pray that every one of us sitting in this room and beyond this room as mother to feel more and more free from the responsibility but filled with the love that is not heavy and it is not burdensome. May we all give without knowing, love without trying, and be without becoming. Amen. Let's do a light meditation. I'd like to welcome everybody. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day
to the mothers and the fathers. Because sometimes they are like a mother to the children. Before we go to our study circle, I like to share something that I have done before, but I think today is a nice day to repeat it again. The first time I went to see Sai Baba, I left two small children with my mother and my father, mostly my mother. And it was her first time taking care of her grandchildren for that length of time. And it was the first time I left the children, and they were one and three, maybe not even that. And I was sitting in the taxi going from Bangalore to Puttaparthi, where Sai Baba lives. In the taxi, I was doubting everything, and I was thinking, what am I doing in India? And so I started soul-searching, and I remember inwardly, I loudly asked, who is God? What am I doing here? And as soon as I say, who is God, I saw my mom walking toward me and giving me a smile. It was very shocking for me, because until then, I never thought the answer would be my mother. And later on, through this transformation, I became very close to her, and I realized that she does have many qualities that are so beautiful and so unique and so kind and so giving. She's always in my heart, and I thank Sai Baba for being my divine mother, for teaching me that the earthy mother, if they are worthy of that name, they are all divine. So now if anybody has any sharing, please do about your mother or your guru.
Because today is Mother's Day, so I chose a quote from Baba's about mothers, so
Sure. In this world, there are many types of relationships, but none equals the relationship that exists between the mother and the child. It is because of this intimate relationship with the mother that one's own country is called motherland. Similarly, one's own language is called mother tongue and not father tongue. Among the parents, the first place is given to the mother. Next comes the father. Not only in day-to-day life, but also in the field of spirituality, mothers and women are given the highest regard. For example, when we mention the names of divine couples such as Sitarama, Radha, Krishna, Lakshmi, Narayana, etc., the names of the goddesses come first. What is the inner significance of this? Mother represents nature, which is the manifest aspect of divinity. This is from Divine Courses, May 6, 1989.
You know, we forget that mothers are humans. They have fears, they have an anxiety, they have joy, they have so many feelings that they hide when it comes to their children, and they stay strong when they're really weak. They show love when they don't feel it in their heart. This is so amazing how they don't allow their children to know that they are human. We always think as our mother, someone that is always there to serve us, always there to give us. But we don't understand, they have their own weaknesses, they have their own problems that all alone they have to face it. And so I salute my mom. I really have to share this with you guys. Ever since she left her body, I began to know her like never before. I began to see how much she put strength when she didn't feel it. And I salute her for that. And that goes for all of us. We all give to our children, whether we have it or we don't have it. And it's so important to realize that we are not Iron Man as a mother or as a father. We have to also be treated as a human. So those of you that have not lost their mother, make sure you understand what I understand now. And that is, they're amazing how they can hide their weakness and show strength. And please tell them, I understand. Thank you. But I'm your friend. And believe me, there aren't some mothers that have problems, but mostly amazing.
Let's talk about this part. Baba says, what is the inner significance of this? Mother represents nature, which is the manifest aspect of divinity.
That's very big to me, because if the mother is the movement of the creation, the nature, that means mother is Shakti. So is the backbone of creation. That's what his Baba was saying. Have you noticed that anytime you come across a human being, whether it's male or female or a child, that is loving, it's genuine, it's sincere, that you feel like you are receiving a motherly love,
mm-hmm.
the mother. I find Rosie to have a heart of the mother. I find every one of you, so let's give a thanks to that part.
Everyone is quiet for a couple of minutes, and then they finish the session with singing Mother, O Mother, Bhajan.